need a break. Relax, grab a coffee, and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Well, it's 1 week before Christmas. It's great to have your company this Wednesday afternoon. Hey, if you are stressed out getting those last little things to just take 25, join us. Sit down, pour yourself a cuppa, or maybe you might need a little bit something stronger. Put your feet up and join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Irene, listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM.
Red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history, you'll go down in history.
Oh, we're getting all sorts of humbug and, oh, that sounds awful. Was that Christmas carol coming through? But I love them.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. I'm a little bit sick of hearing them in the shop, but it is nice. And, well, it's we're almost there, aren't we? Now, last week we were talking about how to survive Christmas, so we're going to continue on with that theme. Now, one thing, Irene, and you know this about me, I am totally, totally not photogenic. Or unphotogenic, or whatever the word is. You see, I don't even know what the word is because I just hate my photo being taken. But in this day and age, we've got all those smartphones, all of those little click, snap, thing, bobbies that the kids all have, and they'll be snapping you at all types of different kind of ways. I have no idea, you know, even taking a selfie, I have no idea really how you're meant to stand. So you're not looking up your nose or down your nose or whatever it is. Have you got any tips about photography?
Oh, no. I would be the worst one ever. When it comes to photography, you just have to live with whatever you were born with, I think. I remember, this is a true story, a friend of mine many years ago was a wedding photographer, and he said to me there was no such thing as somebody who was unphotogenic. So I challenged him, and it was $1,000, and I challenged him to take a photograph of me which he considered to be natural. Natural. We're not talking about fully made up and, you know, dressed up. We're talking about natural, which he considered would be something that he would be able to put in a portrait and sell in a shop. And I won $1,000. I spent all day with him. He photographed me in every light, in every way that he possibly could. He put my chin up, he put my chin down. He tried to find which was my right side, i.e. the best side for... I won the $1,000.
Yeah, I'm glad there's someone like me, you know. And you look at some photos or some just taking them, the selfies and everything, and those guys are so photogenic. And I try and look at mine and, oh, my goodness me, yeah, I think I'd win that $1,000 as well. So I suppose it's learning also, especially with your phone and that, the cameras on your phone, how to actually take a snap that at least, you know, looks a bit decent, because you are posting them. That's the challenge. You know, the young kids are posting them.
All the time. Yeah. I agree. But unless you're sort of, I do believe there are places you can go to which will tell you which is your best side and which angle you should have your chin on and how big a smile or lack of smile you should have on your face. So if you're that concerned about it, you can go and pay some money and have somebody teach you how to do that. And so then every time there is a photograph, you will make sure that you're standing in that family photograph on the right side doing the right thing. It makes me giggle because I can tell the ones that have already got that information. You see them, okay, photograph time, and they're quickly getting themselves ready and putting the angle in. I've got a family member who has just the right angle, and every photo you see, she's got her face and her chin at exactly the same way. It's like, okay, I get it. I'm too busy laughing and having fun. I just don't get around to it.
I know. But I suppose that we all get a little bit worried that, you know, someone just snaps you and posts it up, you know, one of your nieces or nephews and everything else, and it's kind of all a little bit embarrassing. I suppose they don't see it as that, but well, I certainly do anyway. I suppose thinking about how to use your phone camera properly, I know that they've got zooms on them these days, haven't they? You zoom in, you zoom out, you take from different angles, I think. I know some of the tips I've heard is, you know, just don't take the snaps in front of you. You can go high, you can go low. Again, going close or go far away. Think about putting it on. Oh, what is it? You know, when you ask it to take a photo, but you put it up for 3 seconds or whatever, autofocus the autofocus is just focusing it. Eh? Oh, auto timer.
That's a selfie signal, a timer on it.
Or auto timer, you know, and then at least you can sit back and do that thing. You can get ready, you know, put your first face forward or your best face forward. But I suppose it's just part of what we have today. So we've got to think about we're just part of it and we're going to be posted for the world to see.
That's dead right. Unless you can be the one that's managing the selfie part of it. I mean, I've seen them with their great big long selfie sticks, and so they've got it all set up and they absolutely pose just the way they have to be, and there'll be a little bit, oh no, hang on, tweak that, tweak that, tweak that, and then they take the photograph with this beautiful view behind them or weird thing behind them or something. I actually love seeing the, what do you call it when somebody pops into somebody else's photo?
I know what you mean.
That's absolutely awesome. When I was in Peru, there were all these great big walls of policemen with their riot helmets and barriers and things, and they were all just standing along in a line in this big square, and all these tourists were taking these photographs of them, and this woman, she would have been in her 40s or something, she was just absolutely amazing, and she crept behind these guys, and then her husband must have given her the thumbs up or something, so she just put her hands on the shoulders and leapt up above him as he took the photograph. It was hilarious.
Even
the police were laughing. Didn't have a problem. They're laughing their heads off.
I bet our producer knows what it means, what that word is. What's that word? Photobombing.
That's the one. Eh? Yeah,
so,
that's the one.
Yeah, if you're not that photogenic, why not photobomb a few this Christmas, eh? And get your own back, I think.
Well, I think what you should do is any family members who are taking photographs all the time while you're in a function, say to them that you want them to put it through Photoshop or something and have it touched up before it gets put on Facebook.
And that's easy enough. Well, for those kids, it's easy enough to done as well, isn't it? So, hey, and another tip we've got here are holiday emergency plans. So, again, disasters can happen, obviously, while you're on holiday. So I suppose it is good to be a little bit prepared as well and just, I don't know, maybe agree even on a check-in method so that you know where everybody is at particular times. You know, we're all travelling on the road and things happen and we hear about something on the news and, you know, you might have been going through that area. So being able to maybe with everybody in your family, just have a check-in method, whether it's through WhatsApp or text or phone, whatever it is, you know, that you check in at a certain time. I don't know. But just thinking.
I don't think it needs to be a certain time. Well, mind you, there are so many places in New Zealand that don't have cell phone coverage still. And maybe people who are in those areas should think about how much their family members may be panicking if some sort of emergency has happened close to where they are. But apart from that, I mean, you can just text somebody straight away and say, hey, we just heard about a big landslide on the road you were going through. Are you still alive? Yep, we're fine. We got through before it happened. Or, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And often you don't know. If you're the one travelling, if it happened after you or before you and it's all been cleared up, you have no idea that something has gone on and someone else might be fretting about you as well. Thinking about that, a couple of weeks ago we had the civil defence test on our phone. Well, my phone must be old because I never got the warning.
Oh, I did. It wasn't... yes, I did too, a couple of weeks ago. And that's right, I was walking from the garage to the house and all of a sudden there was this racket going on and I couldn't figure out where the noise was coming from, and then my bag was vibrating and I realised it was coming from my bag, and I pulled my phone out and it's noisy, it's really loud and it really gets your attention. So I thought it was awesome. Well, it was a great thing to do.
Well, I didn't think my phone was that old actually, but it did not. And as they said on the news, it defaults over your silent. So if your phone's on silent, that doesn't matter. Yep. And nope, got nothing.
That's interesting. How old is your phone?
Oh, it's not that old. Maybe 3 years or so.
No, there's got to be something wrong.
3 or 4 years, yeah.
Got to be something wrong why that isn't.
I wonder, because we're in quite a black hole. I call it a black hole for technology, and sometimes text they don't come through until they want to come through.
Yes, that's the sort of thing that does happen quite a bit in New Zealand, which I can't understand why, because I can be in Peru and it doesn't happen. They have a way better phone system over there than what we have here. But anyway, it probably is because they literally... But it should have come through into your phone as soon as you moved out of the black hole.
Yeah, well, I wasn't standing just waiting there for an hour. Usually the things come through where it was sitting.
No.
But interesting.
But what I mean is as soon as you moved into an area that did have good cell phone reception, then the message that went through an hour ago should have come through there.
So
it
didn't.
There
you go. I'll be the one that's kind of out in the bush and nobody, that I'll know that nothing has happened out there and I'll just be, you know, happy away doing my little thing.
Yeah, but are you supposed to let them know that? Maybe there's a slight glitch, because there must be people that have got phones a lot older than 3 years. Do you need to let them know that nothing came through onto your phone?
I have no idea, actually. Maybe they just can't capture everybody. Who knows? But remember, you know, as you are on holiday, you are in different places as well. So just talk as a family before everybody goes their separate ways, just to be able to check in and say that you are safe, because obviously the roads are busy. Lots of tired people on the roads and all of that type of thing as well. Now, in these tips here, it's quite funny, actually. I did look up after last week and it's got alcohol, but I think we actually spent a lot of time on alcohol last week and it was just like, yeah, just drink, but just drink and sleep. So I do think of that. But actually, talking about the emergency plans in our A to Z of surviving Christmas, the S actually stood for search party. And it was obviously, you know, sometimes you need to organise for a missing toddler or a maiden aunt maybe who's, you know, snuck off the back there, you know. But it is. We're all so busy, aren't we, that sometimes you can easily just kind of slide off and, oh, where are they gone?
Particularly if you've had a day of eating and drinking and you're all sitting back sort of half comatose watching a movie or something and you're not really fully awake and... Yes, somebody may have slipped off the radar and slipped out of the property and gone walkabouts without you realising it.
And it is easy for the kids to do that. You know, they're just doing their thing, just going for a wee explore. So we just have to, you know, just remember that as well. And also thinking about, I don't know if I dare say this, is it too early to say this? Maybe we should wait till after Christmas.
Come on, let it out.
Regifting.
Oh,
are we allowed to re-gift?
Well, explain re-gifting. Explain exactly what do you mean by re-gifting?
Well, it's kind of always a risky proposition, isn't it? But something that you have received from somebody that you don't want or you don't like, you've never used it. You wrap it up for somebody else.
Oh, that's fine. That's recycling.
As long as it's not, as long as you remember gifting. Who gave it to you and you don't give it back to them.
Well, I think that's fine as well, because they probably didn't want it. You don't know whether they re-gifted it to you. I mean, come on. I think that's a fun thing to do. I do that all the time. Somebody gives me something, particularly when they give me all those soaps and lotions that are all full of chemicals and things. It's like, you know, I don't use this stuff, you guys. So they've just bought me the cheapest thing they could find in the shop, so I wrap it up and give it back to them.
I think that's a great idea. It puts a whole different spin on re-gifting, doesn't it? It's all about giving, and that's all it is. Mm. Well, I'm just going to get you guys out there to think about what you would re-gift. Have you re-gifted anything? We'll just have a wee break, so sit back and relax and listen to a bit of music, and we'll be back shortly. Re-gifting. We're going to re-gift because someone somewhere wants that gift that you don't want, basically, isn't it?
Yep, that's true.
Yeah, love to hear from you guys out there. What have you re-gifted? I think that'll be quite fun, actually, to hear that. Now, I is for ibuprofen. paracetamol, whatever, headache tablets. We need a few of them, don't we? Stacked in the cupboard.
I would rather push rehydrating.
Okay.
Tons and tons and tons of water, and make it in water, not Barocca and, you know, all the other things that are so high in caffeine that they dehydrate you at the same time as rehydrating you. So just loads of water, loads of water.
Yeah, I suppose that's fair enough. And actually, I must say that I actually do drink some water, then a wine, then some water. Or I have that glass on the side anyway. Yeah. Ham. But, you know, the H, I think, must stand for ham. But that's a Kiwi thing. You know, obviously there are a lot of people out there that don't eat meat or don't eat ham, but a very Kiwi thing. Now, did you know, and this is according to ACC, nearly $2 million has been paid out to Kiwis who's injured themselves on Christmas Day.
Mm,
now, this is a wee while back, but at least some of these were caused by ham. So
did they tell you why? The best part of this will be what were the accidents? Did they cut their fingers while they were slicing it? Or
I could imagine that probably would be actually.
Dropped a ham on their foot? Or
yeah.
Ate too much ham and
probably leaving
got
the ham out. Yeah.
You can leave the ham out for ages.
Okay.
Well, you have to be careful and make sure that it's been cured the old way. If it's cured how a lot of them are cured nowadays, no, you can't. It'll go off. But in the old days, if it was dry cured, you could just wrap it up in a muslin cloth. But in the old days, if it was dry cured, that would be fine. You'd be able to, in fact, I used to keep my hams on the boat for a couple of weeks, and it's really quite warm on the boat, and I just hang it over top of the sink.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll err on the side of caution and throw it in the fridge anyway, just to make sure that, you know, none of us do get ill out there. Well, guess what? This is it. There's only a few more days to go to Christmas, and for us, from Irene and me, all we've got left to say today, amongst all the ham and the drinking, the sharing, the conflict, everything that happens on Christmas Day, we wish you a very, very happy Christmas.
Sugars, brought to you by Delacroix Communication, delacroix.co.nz.